This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Y'all sitting up straight? Hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, class, I have to chuckle. I have to chuckle. I was listening to the news. And in one breath, the announcer said that the Federal Reserve said that the economy is holding its own. And what does that mean? I don't know what that means. It's not quantifiable. But in the next breath, he said Delta Airlines lost $408 million in the last quarter. Do those two seem to jive? Delta lost $408 million in a quarter, and the economy is holding its own? So your job is to ferret out what you think is the truth and act accordingly. And that's what we're trying to teach here at USA Prepares. And why are we spending so much time on the electrical connections? Because you need to know that. You're going to need to learn how to splice wires on your trailer, on your car, on your well pump, in your house, etc. You're going to need to know how to do it properly and safely and correctly. And you're going to have the right materials, and you're going to have the skills to do that. So everything that we've taught you today, you can go to the internet and see exactly how to do it, except for maybe cutting the electrical tape in strips that are half as wide as the roll is. You know, it comes in a 3/4 inch roll, and I said that I cut mine into 2/3 of an inch strips. And that works best for me, and I've been doing it for probably, I'm thinking, almost 50 years. So it works for me, and you might want to try it, but don't do anything I do just because I do it, and don't do it just because it's in the unfinished, unpublished, unavailable book at this moment. But we talked about heat shrinkable tubing, and you can buy that on the internet. You can buy it at Amazon. You can buy it on eBay. You can buy it wherever you want, and it's going to come from China. And there's no alternative, but it really is a good approach, a good technique for trying to keep the moisture out of connections. Okay. That being said, you can also do some research on, you can type in well pressure tank settings or pressure setting for well pressure tank, and you will find information on how to do that. And you can look up well pressure tank sizes, and you will get some information on the different sizes that are available. Generally speaking, if you buy a home in a development that a builder builds, you will find that you will have the least expensive dishwasher, the least expensive well pressure tank, and the accessories that go with the house are going to be the lowest cost because the builder is trying to hit a price point. But for a couple hundred dollars more, you can have a better well pressure tank, a better well pump, and, you know, a better dishwasher, etc., if you were involved in the decision. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, I agree. You know, the old adage, you know, you're going to pay me now or pay me later, really applies to stuff like pressure tanks and well pumps, and get the best one that you can buy. And do some research before you do it. On another note, Vince, have you heard, because I know, you know, I just heard in the last news cycle there, is talking about the FDA, and it reminded me of something. Have you heard that the FDA is fixing to rule shortly on whether or not manufactured meat is going to be available for human consumption. And you can bet that they're going to rule in favor of it, because these people that invested $50 million in this huge fake meat plant that I was looking at online a while back, they would not have invested that money if they didn't already have the FDA in their back pocket. But people don't realize you're taking away your ability to feed yourself if you can't grow your own food. And you can bet that later on, probably not in our lifetime, Vince, but it'll probably be in our kids' lifetime, where they will be controlling the food even more by this lab-grown meat. I don't know if you've heard anything about that or not, but I was just curious.
Yeah, I've got some comments about that. So, class, there is some misinformation that's going on out there, and let me tell you what it is. So, you all know that I'm a cattle farmer, right? And we raise Black Angus beef, some of the finest in the world, bar none. And that's because we do it right. They're grass-fed. So, really, what kind of a farmer am I? I'm a grass farmer. I grow grass that the cows eat. I'm not talking about pot. I'm talking about grass that that cows eat. That's what we do. So we grow the grass, the cows eat the grass, and then we sell the cows. Okay. There is this misinformation out there that cows are causing the carbon dioxide, the methane, etc., and we're destroying the planet, and it's the cow's fault. Let me tell you the reality of the situation. The reality is there's a couple different kinds of people who raise cows, a couple different techniques. One is factory farming. Those are feedlots. And grain is grown, and the cows eat the grain, and the cows get fatter, and then they get slaughtered, and you see that in the supermarket meat department. The other way of doing it is let the cows eat the grass that they want in fields, and you rotate the cows from field to field to field so that the fields have a chance to recover. So you feed them for a day or two on one field, and you move them, and then you feed them, and then you move them, and you feed them, and you move them. And what happens is the cows, when they eat the grass, they knock the seeds off the grass, or sometimes the seeds fall out of their mouth. Sometimes it goes right through the rumen, and it ends up in cow pies, which is like a pile of fertilizer, and then the grass grows. So the cows, as they walk across the field, step the seeds into the soil, and then the new grass plants grow. Now, the grass plants are the largest way of putting carbon back into the soil. That's grass. Trees would probably be next. So people who farm the way we do are actually helping the planet, but yet the generally dumb public thinks we're destroying the planet because they have been misinformed that cows are destroying the planet. They're not destroying the planet. They're helping the planet. It's the feedlots, these factory farms, that are destroying the planet with their Roundup, and they destroy they plow the fields, and the fields turn to dust. And then they kill off the weeds, and they plant the seeds, and they fertilize with commercial fertilizer. Those are the guys who are destroying the planet, not the small family farm that does cattle raising the way we do. So what we do is we recycle everything, the cow manure, the seeds. We put everything we can back into the soil. So our farm's getting better and better and better every single year, not getting worse the way the factory farms are treating the land. So there's a lot of misinformation about that. Bottom line is, we keep telling you that you need to buy a farm. So let me just give it to you straight, right between the eyes. If this doesn't wake you up, nothing will. How much time do we have left with this climate, this violent climate change? You know, we have these superstorms that we've never experienced in our lifetime before, these torrential rains, these torrential hailstorms, these torrential winds, these tornadoes, these cyclones, all these things that you read about. Well, when they happen to you, you're going to wake up, right? Well, how much time do we have left? My research says 60 60 seasons of farming, 60 crop yields, 60 annual crop yields. 60, that means 60 years before there's absolutely nothing we can do to reverse it. So your generally dumb neighbor who is a consumer asaurus, who wants to go to Disney, who wants to fly around, who wants to read books on, the beach in Mexico because he's, worn out from whatever is stressed, whatever it is. Those are the people that are killing us. They're building Mount Trashmores in every county in the country with Chinese junk. Things that can't be fixed anymore. You buy it, and when it doesn't work, you throw it away. You don't fix it. You throw it away. It's designed to never be fixed. Those, the people who buy that kind of stuff, are the people who are killing the planet. And you've got 60 years left. That's the bottom line. So why are we teaching this? Because time is of the essence. We don't have much time left. Now, I don't care what anybody says. I really don't. You can bring in all kinds of experts. You heard at the top of the hour news that the economy is holding its own, and yet Delta Airlines lost $408 million. What I'm telling you is there's all kinds of misinformation out there, and we don't have much time left. And the reason that people are being sick with this genocide is because there are too many of us. It's got to stop. And the people who are running the show have figured it out. They said, we're going to spray everybody and let it all settle out and see who's left. Of course, they want to be left, right? They want to rule over, a smaller population. But it's affecting the entire planet. We can't keep pumping all of these toxic waste products in the air, in the land, in the water, in the ocean. We can't keep doing it. And why are we being positioned to eat bugs? And why are we positioned to be eating synthetic food, lab-grown, plant-based hamburgers? Because of factory farming is destroying the planet. The small family farm is the answer. The small, the farm with Gwyneth, with her 10 or 20 chickens, that's the answer. But people are too lazy to do the hard work of farming. It's hard. It's really hard. It's not for the weak. It's not for the timid. It's not for the shy. And it is certainly not for the lazy. And most people are lazy. Most people don't even read anymore. Kyle, how's this set with you, what I just said? Does that make sense?
I think it's absolutely true, Vince. I think we might have 60 years left, like you were saying, but I don't think this country, the United States of America, has 60 years left. I think we'll be lucky if the rest of this COVID vaccine problem and the stupidity, the greed, the laziness of all of these different things are going to catch up with us in the next few years.
Very well said. So, class, if you want to come out the other side of this, you're going to have to buy a farm. I don't care what anybody says. You're going to have to buy a small farm, and you're going to have to work it as a family. That's the only option I can think of other than what Gwyneth said. And that's if you're an indigenous people and you can go back to the reservation. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I don't think there's a lot of time to mess around with being polite, so I'm not going to be so polite anymore. You know, I look at people on the internet, and I look at these pictures of the actri, you know, actors and actresses, and they wear jeans that are ripped. I want my jeans that are not ripped, okay? I don't want my knees poking through as a status symbol of my, I don't know, wealth. Is that what that is? You get a pair of brand new blue jeans and you get them pre-ripped, and that shows that you're really stylish and you've got more money than brains. I want my jeans, and I wear Wranglers. I want my jeans to not have holes in them, and if they do have holes in them, I stitch them up until I can't stitch them up anymore. Because that's just the way I live. We don't beg for money. I don't beg you for money so I can get a new pair of blue jeans like other people do. I pay my own way. And the reason that Kyle and I are teaching you this class about well pumps is because you need to know this. And no other broadcast is teaching this. None. You have to show me one, because I don't believe there is a single one that has taught you how to maintain a well pump, why a pressure tank size has a bearing on how long the pump will last, how to set the pressure of your well pressure tank. I don't believe that they talk about how to splice the connectors and make sure they're waterproof so that you don't have electrolysis and have to pull your pump out, you know, a year or 18 months later. How much does it cost if you do it wrong? How much does it cost if that guy that helps you put that well pump in, if he doesn't get it right, or she doesn't get it right, how much does it cost? Well, the average cost right now to work on a well pump or replace a pump is between $927 and $2,500. That's the cost. So a typical national average right now is $1,700 to replace a well pump, $1,700. And I'm sure that that's as much money to you as it is to me. And I don't want to spend it. So I'm not going to spend it. And why not? Why am I not going to spend it? Because I bought the well pump for less than a couple hundred bucks. And those connectors, those splicers that we talked about that are waterproof are about $8, $7, $6. You get a three-pack of them, and it'll cost even less each. So if you have all those parts and you don't have to go scramble and buy them later on, if you have them ahead of time because you know you're going to need them, it's going to save you money in the long run. And that big well pressure tank, that 80-gallon one versus the small one, is going to save you $1,700 probably in, let's say, 10 years. And that's the price now. So in 10 years, when you can't get the pumps, it's going to be way more expensive than that. So really, this whole broadcast, what we do at USA Prepares, is we're preparing you to think that you're probably not going to be able to get what you want when you want to get it. And if you can get it, it's going to cost way more than you thought it was going to cost. Kyle, any comments?
You bet, Vince. Folks, the reason that Vince and I talk about this stuff too is because we live closer to where everybody in this country is going to end up at some point after the collapse. We live closer to that already. And if you live in your house and you don't have a clue what we're talking about, one day when this hits you between the eyes like a 2x4, you're going to die. And we care about people, and we're trying to stop you from having to not have any water, to not have any food, to eat lab-grown stuff that they call food. We want to teach you how to live life that is real, closer to what your grandfathers and our ancestors in this country lived. They had to live this way. They had to survive. And if you don't have enough fortitude to be able to look at what we're telling you and to go out and purchase the things we're telling you to get now, then you suffer the consequences. But more importantly, in my opinion, is your children are going to face those consequences. And when you watch them starve and die, you will have one place to look, and that's in the mirror.
Yeah, I've got some homework for you all to consider when we come back. It's going to take a 5-gallon bucket. So think about where you're going to get a 5-gallon bucket, and we'll just do this exercise. We'll talk about it when we come back. Kyle's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
GOP Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California says he will not talk with the January 6th Commission. Quote, this committee is not conducting a legitimate investigation as Speaker Pelosi took the unprecedented action of rejecting the Republican members I named to serve on the committee. End quote. Senate Democrats believe they have found a way past a procedural hurdle, at least to start debate on their claim of voting rights legislation this week. Democrats say they plan to use existing Senate rules to open debate on two bills, the Freedom of Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. It will take 60 senators to agree to start a debate on the bill. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, said the House will vote on the two measures today. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott told Newsmax, nationalizing elections is a simple power grab by Democrats.
The Biden administration and Democrats solving any of those problems? No. They're after power, 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 power.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Republicans want to make it easy for people to vote and really hard to cheat. But that's not good enough for Democrats, according to Senator Rick Scott, the Republican from Florida, on Newsmax last night.
They can't get their radical agenda passed, so they're just going to try everything they can to just try to change the rules. So think about it. We've got inflation at 7%. We've got an open border. We've got crime going up. We've got our woke school districts. And are the Biden administration and Democrats solving any of those problems? No. They're after power, 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 power. By the way, this morning on Morning Joe, Schumer admitted, Democrat senators, we can't win if they start fixing these election laws to where we have free and fair elections. Making people get ID, oh gosh, that would be horrible. We can't ballot harvest, oh, signatures have to match, that'd be horrible for us. And Schumer admitted it. This is all about winning elections. They want to take the power away from the people of America.
The ratings are up for the National Football League.
The NFL says viewership during the regular season that just ended is by far the highest since 2015. The league saying this season's average came out to 17.1 million viewers when including TV and digital. That's up 10% from the 2020 season. By far the most watched game was the Thanksgiving showdown between the Las Vegas Raiders and Dallas Cowboys. The NFL playoffs start Saturday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's going to be sliding.
Where today is hot.
Watch it.
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to...
For
2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, so here's your homework, class, if you choose to do it. And this will probably make the point. So you're going to need a 5-gallon bucket. And it doesn't have to be all that clean. But, you know, an empty 5-gallon bucket. And then fill it up. Fill it up with water. So you have, you know, a little less than 5 gallons of water in a 5-gallon bucket. And then all you have to do is carry that to the end of your driveway. Now, you may have a short driveway, maybe 75 feet long, maybe 50 feet long, maybe 200 feet long. Whatever your driveway is, just fill up that bucket and have each person in your family carry it to the end of the driveway. That's all you have to do. Now, if you want, you can dump it out. Or you can carry it. Let's say you're the guy. You carry it to the end of the driveway. and then your wife carries it back to the house. And then you have one of your children carry it back to the end of the driveway, and another child carries it back. Okay, so let everybody try it, everybody in the family. Let y'all try carrying this five-gallon bucket of water to the end of the driveway. Now, imagine if you didn't have water, but you could get it at the end of your driveway. Okay? You would be doing that a minimum of five times a day, every day, from then on, if you didn't have a well pump and you depended on your well pump for water. That's what would happen. Think about what that's like, and that'll make you have your eyes wide open, and you'll see what we're talking about, how important water is. Because 3 days without it, and you're dead. As simple as that. Here's another little hint from the book. And that is, now think about this well. So at the bottom of the well, you've got this well pump, and it may weigh 40 pounds, may weigh 30 pounds. And it's this cylindrical device, and it's about 2.5-3 feet long, depending on the type. And it connects to the plastic plumbing, or if you have galvanized, an older well, it would have galvanized 3/4-inch pipe, which is really hard to work with. But let's say it's got plastic pipe. Now, you think about this 40-pound or so well pump. Maybe it's only 30 pounds. Maybe it's only 20 pounds. It's at the end of the pipe, and it's pulling down, down, down on the pipe. Now, when that well pump starts up, there's an electric motor, and it twists. It twists the well pipe going all the way to the top of the well every time that pump kicks on, and it untwists a little bit every time the motor stops pumping water. So it jerks the pipe often, and it stresses that pipe. Now, what can you do to prevent this, let's say, 1-inch diameter pipe that's in a 6-inch diameter hole from twisting and twisting and twisting itself apart? What can you do? Well, they make something called a torque arrester. And you can put one or two or, you know, maybe three of these in the well itself attached to the plastic pipe that will kind of center the well pipe from twisting a lot. It'll reduce the twisting, and it will arrest the torque to a degree that will help the well pipe. It will help it last longer and stay connected without leaks. That's something you ought to consider. Now, how much do they cost? Between $10 and $15 a piece. So it's this expandable rubber thing, and it has two stainless steel hose clamps on it. And all you do is slip it over the well pipe when you're putting the well pipe in the ground. And there are different locations for optimal use of these torque arresters. And it will make everything last longer. Everything. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, I was going to comment on your bucket idea. You know, folks, too, think about this. If you've got a garden, if you've got a garden, you're going to wind up needing a wheelbarrow. And so if you get these little chintzy small wheelbarrows, they're not going to last. So you get a good size, heavy duty, the heaviest duty, biggest wheelbarrow you can afford, because they're the toughest, heaviest steel. Get the ones with good tires, not these little plastic things that come on the end that are worthless. And put 3 5-gallon buckets of water in that wheelbarrow and just see if you can push it around your house. Or, like Vince said, down to the end of your driveway and back, and see how much of the water is still left in the wheelbarrow if you have to do that. But if you don't have a wheelbarrow, how are you going to carry manure, soil, to amend your soil? How are you, because you need manure and fertilizer type things to amend your soil to be able to grow a garden. Do you have a hose to be able to hoe up a garden? Do you have pitchforks? Do you have digging forks? They're like a pitchfork, but they're heavier duty, so you don't break the soil. Do you have weeding instruments. They make a little like a hook. They look like a little pitchfork, but they got three prongs on it, and they're bent at the end, and they're like a digging fork for being able to dig weeds out, because if the weeds are in your garden, they're eating the nutrients that should be going to your plants. And if your life depends on it, you need to weed your garden. So if the food that you're going to try to grow is going to be all that you have to eat, how much of that do you want to share with rabbits, birds, weeds? You're going to have to figure out a way to preserve those things as well once you can get it grown. One thing to look at is this. If you think in terms of, I'll give you an example. We were talking to a friend of ours one time, and my wife was buying, she found a really good sale on green beans, at canned green beans at the store. Now, we have a bunch of green beans already canned up, but we're not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. If you can buy canned green beans for, you know, super cheap, my wife is going to jump on that. And so she called this friend of ours who has six kids. And so she called her and said, hey, you want me to pick you up some of these green beans? And she said, oh, yeah, for sure. She said, well, there was enough there that you could buy them in a case. And we're thinking, well, man, she's going to probably want, you know, three cases. And she says, no. She said, well, get me about three or four cans, and that'll last us a while. And my wife and I were sitting there. She asked her, how many times a week do you guys eat green beans? Oh, we love them. We eat them at least twice a week. Well, she had enough for maybe at four cans, 2 weeks. So if you figure you've got two cans of, you like to have green beans, and you're not having to just totally live on them, this is something that you're just amending your diet with. But let's just say you ate green beans twice a week. That's over, that's 104 cans a year, just for twice a week. You need to think in terms of survival for a year. You need to think in terms of how much are you going to put up that's going to keep you alive. Vince, your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. And people just don't know how to do arithmetic, right? 52 weeks times twice a week is 104 cans. And that's just green beans. And that, you know, that's the absolute minimum, right? And, you know, we're talking about wheelbarrows. And, class, to me, there's only one kind of wheelbarrow, and that's a contractor's wheelbarrow. And it's got one big pneumatic tire in the front. One. Not two. One. And with one, there's less rolling resistance, and that is a real wheelbarrow. So it's got a metal tray, not a plastic tray. And I just did a search on wheelbarrows, and I got this idiotic website that says, like the 10 best wheelbarrows. Move anything you need, which is absolute nonsense. And they show a picture of this plastic tub thing with these flimsy plastic wheels. Exactly what Kyle was telling you not to get, okay? So if you want a real wheelbarrow, you're going to need a contractor's wheelbarrow. And don't leave it outside. Don't leave it outside where it gets wet and water sits in it. I happened to be buying a used fuel tank, with our son months ago. It was outside, and so the fuel tank was outside, and the guy had a wheelbarrow there, and he was moving. And I said, how much for the contractor's wheelbarrow? I said, you really like that? And I said, I really do like that. How much would you like for it? He said, just take it. So he gave it to me. Now, I've got to do a little bit of welding and, you know, tweak it a little bit, but it's a contractor's wheelbarrow. It's probably 40 or 50 years old. That's the way they used to make them, you know, when they made the actual tray out of, or the tub out of steel with a rolled edge with one wheel. And that's a contractor's wheelbarrow. That's what you need. Anything else, in my opinion, is a toy. And so here's a tip from the book, and that is, what do you do with 2-liter soda bottles? Well, you rinse them out And first of all, you shouldn't be drinking soda in the first place. But if you happen to see any lying around, you rinse them out, you take the label off them, and you fill them 90% full of water, 90%. And you squeeze it so that you put a dimple, kind of, you know, a depression in the side of the 2-liter bottle. And you leave a little airspace. So you fill it maybe 90% with water, squeeze out half of the air. And so now you have a container that you can put in the freezer with the cap from the 2-liter bottle. And that will increase the mass that is frozen in your freezer. Now, if you go to buy, meat or something that you're going to be bringing home, and you put it in your cooler, you take that water bottle that's frozen with you in your cooler, and you leave it in there when you put your meat on it, in it, and it'll help keep the meat cooler, right? For us, it's an hour trip if we were to go to, you know, the big city and buy something, if we were. And what about reusing it? You can reuse it over and over again. And if the water doesn't seem to be working and you need to drink water, well, you've got, you know, a bunch of those 2-liter bottles in your freezer, right? And it also, by packing your freezer full, reduces the cycling time of the freezer's compressor, because it has more mass that's cold. So instead of cycling more often, your compressor cycles less often, and you use less energy, and your compressor lasts longer. The same exact thing that we talked about with the water pump and the big pressure tank. Cycling less often makes it last longer. So now, where are the best coolers? Well, your veterinarian has them. And if you've ever seen the Omaha Steaks, they come in a styrofoam container, and they can ship it with dry ice across the country, and the meat's still cold by the time it gets, well, used to, before it took 3 months to get across the country. But in the good old days, when you could get it shipped in 3 or 4 days, it would stay cool. Well, your veterinarian gets biological supplies in those type containers, and they just end up in the dump. So make friends with your veterinarian and say, you don't have any of those coolers, those styrofoam coolers with the real tight fitting lids? May I buy one from you, or may I have one?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I accidentally, boy, my apologies, Glenn. I accidentally closed this, the call screen, and so I didn't see it. Thanks for holding on since, what was that, since Monday. Hey, I appreciate it. Glenn, welcome.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I know we have a little time left. I have two dialogues I would like to express, and my second one was going to be the point, but I think it should be the first point, even if it's off topic. Red flash alert. I comb the news all the time because I trade for a living, and about 7:30 this morning, it was announced that China, North Korea, and the Philippines have banned all imports of cattle from commercial farms in Canada. The reason was given was BSE, BSE is a acronym for a bovine spongiform encephalitis. For blue-collar people, that means mad cow disease. Now, the United States is also a major importer of beef from these commercial cattle farms, and I suspect for the next month, we're going to see a reduction in price of beef products in the United States while they dump their inventories here. So just red flash alert for your audience.
Okay, sounds to me like beef is off the purchase list for now. That's what it sounds like to me. Is that what I'm hearing?
It was scrubbed off the Internet. You can still dig it up, but it was scrubbed so fast you couldn't believe it.
Right. Okay. That's to help corporate profits. Okay. Very good. So, class, sounds to me like what I'm hearing is cross beef and beef products, fresh beef, off your list right now until this settles down. Back to you, Glenn.
The United States has not banned the import of that beef that other countries have. Why? Mm-hmm. Because of corporate profits. That's all there is to it.
Okay. Next item.
And the reason I formed this analogy and this principle and thought is that I remember, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, I used to go to the store and all of a sudden turkey breasts were 99 cents a pound when they were usually 2.79 or 2.99. You know, and I'd pick up a couple of them. And then 2 days later, all of a sudden, there's bird flu in all these turkey farms. Same thing's going on right now. Quash the news. Get rid of the inventory. deal with the implications later.
Okay. By the way, I have your phone number, and I will be calling you. Next item?
It was supposedly my first item. I wanted to get the most important out there first. I'm a novice. I have a well pump, an 80-gallon pressure tank, but you and your host, Kyle, you did a very concise of layman's terms of how well pump theory and pressure tanks work, and I appreciate that. That way I'll be able to go ahead and now really fully understand how to take a look at it. And that information, it was not available as well as it's out there, but not well presented as you and your host presented it. So thank you.
Okay. And the important, the really critical thing that you can do, class, right now for whatever well pump and pressure tank you have is look at the cut in pressure. Let's say it's 20 pounds or 30 pounds. Subtract 2 from that number, so it'd be 18 or 28 pounds. And your empty tank should have that pressure. And that will help everything last longer, especially the well pump. Okay.
I have nothing else. Thank you. Great show today.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Glenn, and I'll be giving you a call. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Kyle, I wanted to mention something, unless you have something that you want to go over. Do you have something that you want to cover today?
No, go for it, Vince.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So tires are in short supply, as we mentioned, and we're able to get 5 tires for one of our trucks. And our son decided to buy 5 spare wheels. So we have 5 tires on the truck, and they're okay. They don't have a lot of tread, but heck, at close to $200 for a truck tire now, it's crazy not to get the maximum amount of use out of them. So we decided to buy 5 used wheels that match the other 5 used wheels that are OEM wheels from his Dodge pickup truck, 1999 Dodge pickup truck. Bought them at a salvage yard. We put them on our wheel balancer to spin them up to see if they were true. 4 out of the 5 wheels were bent and unusable. Now, did they look okay? Yeah, they looked okay. But they weren't true. They wobbled. They were out of round and they wobbled. How do we know? Because we have a wheel balancer. Now, here's the whole point. How much does it cost to balance a tire today in the United States of America? Well, it averages between $15 and $45 per tire. If you can get a wheel for $35, you'd be crazy not to put new tires on the good, true wheels, that are straight and don't wobble, and that you can balance them properly, and they run true. You'd be crazy not to get a separate set of wheels for your vehicle and then put the best tires on in the winter. And then when the weather is, a lot safer and there's not too much moisture on the ground, get the extra mileage out of your older set of tires that are still good, but not, full tread depth. Any quick comments? We got 30 seconds.
No, you just have to be careful about buying older used tires. Just be careful and make sure that because they have a tendency to slip belts if you run them too long. So if you get the bumping going down the road, chances are you've got a slip belt. So especially if it's not flat.
Yeah, and also check for cracks, ozone cracks. If the tire has ozone cracks in the tread or the sidewall, don't use it. Don't use it. Don't use it. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.